100.7 The Tiger, Off the Record with Brittany and Abby. We're still hanging out in Nashville. This is our last day at Charlotte McCoy's Music Row Live Remotes during CMA Fest Week. We're very tired.
It's been quite the week.
It has been quite the week. And the next person we're talking to is Ben Gallagher.
Yeah, last time Ben brought us coffee, so hopefully he brought us coffee again this time.
Sweet.
God, what, we saw you a couple weeks ago?
I know.
Yeah.
Anything changed since then?
Not much.
I definitely want to talk about the fact that you used to play in prisons, because Brittany and I talked about it on our show, like, after you left that morning.
With your necklace that you had to wear.
Yeah, yes. And we definitely didn't do it justice, so, like, give us the rundown on that, please, Ben.
Yes.
That place, it's a crazy thing. So, I got so many stories I can tell you. But, so a friend of mine in 2011 worked at one of the state prisons of PA, and he says, hey, it's like, I was thinking about doing something different this year and having, you know, somebody come in and play music for the inmates. You ever think about playing? It's like, no.
I have not thought about playing.
It's a weird ask.
Yeah. But it was totally Johnny Cash, right?
Right.
So I was like, I'm down. Let's
do it. If Johnny did it, I want to do it too.
That's right. So I was 19 at the time, and solo acoustic by myself, 250 inmates in the gymnasium on the bleachers, and you could hear a pin drop in there when I was playing. I mean, it was unreal. And it kind of spread naturally to all the other state prisons. My phone started ringing off the hook the following year about wanting to book me for all these shows. I was like, I'm going to do a prison tour.
Love
so
it.
So I did prison it for 10 tour. Years.
Most people do stadium tours, but you are a prison
That's
tour.
That's right.
Love it. Yeah.
I feel like if I could entertain, you know, the inmates, I could entertain anyone. Absolutely. you know, I get messages all the time from guys that have either since gotten out or family members saying, like, hey, I just want to reach out. You know, you played in 2015 at the Pittsburgh State Prison and you know, blah, 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 this song or whatever changed, you know. Oh, yeah. I mean, guys all the time saying, you changed my life coming in there and playing. And there was a guy that said, man, I've been in here for 20 years and I hate country music, but those songs just changed my whole outlook.
That's amazing.
That is crazy. I think my favorite story from you last time was when a guy walked away from you, an inmate. One of the security guards walked up and had said, hey, don't talk to him. He's killed 7 people.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's like, whoa.
Double-edged sword.
Then you're like, whoa.
Whoa.
So it's like, it can be a mental thing, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you can't forget where you're at.
You never know.
That's
right.
Know.
You never know. Because this is maximum state. This is maximum security.
Right,
so
right.
This ain't just county somebody in there.
Yeah.
And these are some bad dudes.
Yeah. Oh my God.
All right. Ooh. Are you ready? We have some burning questions for you.
Burn it up.
Yes,
they're a little saucy, so if you don't want to answer, we won't outwardly judge you.
Yeah.
I got two.
Well, if you
can answer two.
I better not. It's too early.
I know. Last time you brought us coffee. Come on.
What's it say?
What is the weirdest interaction you've ever had with a fan?
Probably that inmate.
I mean, I'd have to say, yeah, the inmate.
I would have to say the inmate, yeah. I mean, you can't really top that.
You really can't top that. Look, you had this one fall out, so I feel like you need to answer that one as well. And I don't know what it is, but why not, right?
What's something non-sexual that turns you on?
Okay.
Fried food.
Fried food?
What's wrong with that?
Same.
Man?
No, just, no, same.
Not where I thought that was going to go, but I'm here for it.
Man, I wish we had some fried food right now. Holy hell.
Yeah, what are you talking about? That's.
I thought you were going to be like, oh, like a pretty smile. Fried food.
Fried food.
Yep, that's
okay.
It. I'm there, man.
I like it.
I haven't eaten yet. I'm unreal hungry.
We're with you.
We're with you on that.
Ben, you guys are locked in for a long day.
We have a long day ahead of us.
But
straight to the bar.
Frolic after. Well, I mean, some of us, but.
Yeah, that's right. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'll still go to the bar. I'm feeling great, so.
Good.
I just can't drink, I know.
Yeah.
But I'll eat the fried food.
Hell yeah.
Got to.
Hell yeah. All right, we're going to send you with a shot glass and a sticker.
Sweet.
Take that to the bar with you. 100.7 The Tiger.